You're listening to the Sweet Tooth Boss podcast. If you're a dessert lover but struggle with finding the balance between enjoying your chocolate and feeling good in your skin, then you, my friend, are in the right place. And who am I? Well, I'm your host, Leanne Adler, Master Weight Loss Coach. I have created tried and proven strategies that have helped hundreds of women take back control over food, end their craving struggles, and finally shed the weight and feel amazing in their skin. Are you ready? Let's do this. Hi, beautiful people. How are you all doing? So I have to confess something to you guys. I just recorded this entire podcast episode, and after saving it, for some reason, the file has decided it doesn't want to play. So here we are, and I'm going to record it for the second time. And I made some notes from the first time round because, as per usual, I speak from my heart. So I am really excited to talk about today's topic. So I have just onboarded a huge amount of people into my Sweet Tooth Boss program. And to let you all know, before onboarding anyone, I always hop on to a free introductory 60-minute call with them where I really take time to understand what their struggles are and how the program can help them. And something that I have been seeing a lot of people say is that they already know what to do. In fact, a lot of them are super qualified, brilliant, amazing people who totally have the knowledge. They have read every book out there, attended every single workshop, seminars, even done courses and degrees on it, but can't seem to do what they think that they know that they should be doing to lose the weight. And I find this fascinating because even those who were able to do it and follow through with what they thought they should be doing were not able to sustain or maintain it. So even although they were able to do things and actually saw weight loss happen, somewhere down the line, they lost motivation and could no longer maintain it or get themselves to continue doing whatever it was that they were doing. And this is something that I see all the time. Most of the people I coach are not first-time beginners. In fact, they know everything under the sun about weight loss. Which brings me to the first concept that I want to teach in today's podcast. And that is that information does not create results. Let me repeat myself. Getting information or learning information will not help you lose the weight. So a lot of the time, people think what they need is more information in order to see results. They think that information is what they are missing in order to see results, so therefore they look for more. Now tell me, if this were true, then why do I have neuroscientists, psychologists, surgeons, and so many other amazing, brilliant people who have a deep understanding of the brain and how the body works joining my program? Why is it that most, if not all of my clients have a whole library of information and understanding, yet are still unable to lose the weight and keep it off? And that is because information means nothing unless you actually implement it. So let me tell you, you can read thousands of books about weight loss, but unless you actually learn how to strategically apply apply that to yourself in real time, understanding and having that information is useless. And this is where I see a lot of people struggling. They tell me, I think I know what to do, but I just can't bring myself to do it. Or I just don't have the motivation to start. Or I am just not disciplined enough. I know what to do, but I just don't end up doing it. The main theme that they struggle with, and something that I really struggled with in my weight loss journey, is the big question. Why am I not doing the stuff that I know I need to do? And let me tell you, the answer to that question is not that you need more information. You have enough, if not too much information to work off. What you need is to start learning how to implement what you already know and learn to follow through on that. So, how do we get started? Well, I'm going to give you a little fun task to do. Grab a phone that you can go and type under notes, or grab a pen and paper, and I want you to write down what is one thing that you know you need to do or stop doing for your weight loss journey. Now, I know you may have a whole list in your brain of things that come up, but often when we write all this down, you know, we become so overwhelmed with the 100,000 things we say we should do. Instead, I want you to be disciplined. Just write down one thing that you feel is important. Now, I want you to take a look at that one thing that you've written down, and I want you to ask yourself a powerful question. Why am I currently not doing this? Now, when I get people to ask themselves this, they totally freak out at me and tell me, I don't know, it's just how I am, or, you know, it's just how I've always been. But what I want you to know is it's so important to answer this question and really get down to the reasons of why you are not doing it. Because these reasons will reveal to you what you need to work on and the actual implementation of the work that needs to be done in order to get there. So I want to give you guys a personal example. Around 11 years ago, when I was in the midst of my weight loss struggle bus journey, I used to come home every single night and eat an entire box of Oreos. I would then also have a bowl of ice cream and nibble on whatever chocolates were around. Let me tell you, I had the knowledge that overeating on sweets was not good for my health, my weight loss journey, and my overall well-being. However, I just felt so powerless around food. Honestly, at that time of my life, if I had to describe how I felt around food, it would be powerless. And it's interesting because if I were to ask myself, why did I not implement the knowledge that I had at the time? It would be that I was reliant on sweet treats and sweet snacks in order to feel relaxed. At that point in my life, I was in college and I was in the midst of my college degree. I would be studying all day and then come home in the evening. I was in a very unhealthy relationship where I felt totally unfulfilled. I was also so insecure within myself that at the time, I was not able to acknowledge these feelings within myself. At the end of my day, I would just be so burnt out and would turn to snacking on desserts in order to emotionally self-soothe myself. It was like the one time I was able to take time for myself and just sit and de-stress in my day. Food was my de-stress coping mechanism. So, do you see how, even although I had the knowledge that over-snacking on sweet treats is not good for my health or weight loss, I wasn't able to implement it because I was totally powerless around food. I was using food as my emotional crutch for when things in my life got hard. Food was my one pleasure in a very sad relationship that I was in. Food was my go-to de-stressor best friend after a long day of studying. And this is what kept me stuck in my spiral. Because no matter how many times I tried to do sugar-free challenges or 30-day weight loss challenges, no matter how long I resisted the urge to eat sweet treats, it would always be temporary because as soon as things in my life got hard, I would need food to comfort me and myself. So when you answer this question of why you're not able to implement this one thing, it will often reveal to you the exact reasons of why you currently feel stuck. Be it that you're relying on food for emotional comfort, or perhaps you have beliefs about yourself or foods that do not serve you. Or maybe you view weight loss as such a restrictive, punishing journey, and that is what puts you off, even in the beginning. Whatever it is, I want to teach you two powerful concepts that I teach all of my clients. It's really about how you get to understand yourself and how your brain works and your patterns. Because we are all individuals and we all work very differently. And it's really about getting to know how your unique journey looks and really getting to understand yourself. So, what are you currently thinking and believing that is getting in the way of what you already know? My clients already know what they need to do. So through the tools I teach, I show them how to get unstuck and really change their beliefs about their journey in order to get the result that they want. We go in depth into each belief that they have, why they have it, and almost like declutter their mind. I love to use this analogy to describe what I mean, and I almost say it's like doing a spring clean for your house. You have to clean it out, take out the trash, reorganize the furniture, and make space for new things that you really love, and create a space for yourself that is beautiful and comfortable. So we almost do like a spring cleaning when it comes to your brain. We see what habits you have or mindset blocks or beliefs that don't serve you and learn how to take them out and declutter so that your brain is able to think clearly and flourish in a new, fresh, clean, and intentional environment. So how do we begin this? Well, there are two reasons why we don't implement what we already know. I want to make it really simple for you. And whatever your reasons that you wrote down can fall into the following two categories. The first is learning how to have the courage to process uncomfortable emotions. And the second is our default self-talk about ourselves and weight loss. So I'm going to just briefly go into what I mean by each of these categories. So the first one that I work on with my clients is really learning how to have the courage to process emotions that we don't love. Often when we reach for food, it's because we're bored, stressed, overwhelmed, tired. You name it, chances are I have eaten for whatever emotion it is. It's interesting because in life, we are always going to have emotional discomfort no matter what. If you really think about it, there is nobody on this planet, right, that doesn't feel uncomfortable emotions. Yet, a lot of us often strive to not feel these uncomfortable emotions and believe that life should always be sunshine, rainbows, and daisies. But when it doesn't turn out that way, we feel like something has gone wrong and we have done something wrong. And when these emotions come flooding in, we don't want to feel them because we don't know how or we're afraid. So instead, we rely on food or other mechanisms to buffer that emotion for us. But in doing this, that buffer comes with added consequences. Because if we do not fully process our emotions all the way through, we end up just taking it out on ourselves in the form of eating food that our body doesn't need. And then we end up carrying around our emotional baggage physically in our bodies. I want to tell you, in the example that I gave earlier, I was the heaviest I had been in my entire life. I was so incredibly sad, stressed, and overwhelmed. Every evening, I would take that out on myself and my body by eating that pint of ice cream and Oreos. And yes, this did give me temporary reprieve. I always say it's so important to hold space for compassion for yourself, to really understand that, yeah, you know, the reason why you're practicing this pattern is because once upon a time you were stressed, you ate a pint of ice cream or you ate some ice cream and it did give you some temporary reprieve from that uncomfortable emotion. So hold space for compassion for yourself. And what I wanted to say is, although it gave me temporary reprieve, it never taught me how to not only process my emotions, but more importantly, empower myself when it comes to uncomfortable emotions. And something I want to say is, in life, there is always going to be uncomfortable emotions. Without uncomfortable emotions, there is no growth. So focusing on trying to not have uncomfortable emotions is like arguing with reality. It will never happen. However, you do have power over what you choose to make those emotions mean and how you choose to respond to those emotions. This is the key to truly unlocking your authentic self. Now, the second thing to work on is our self-talk about ourselves and our weight loss journey. So really, what we choose to think about our situation determines how we show up and what result we end up creating. And what I find so interesting is that our inner self-talk and what we say to ourselves or the beliefs we have are often exactly what perpetuates that exact same cycle of not following through with ourselves. So really learning, number one, what are these beliefs and self-talk, you know, things that I tell myself daily are to begin with? And how can I learn to change them? And that is the inner answer of true transformation and change. So let me give you an example of a client I had. When she first came to me, she really struggled with even believing that it was possible that she could lose the weight. She was a total foodie, loved desserts, and had lost some weight in the past, but always gained it back. She said to me that she felt like her weight was getting so out of hand, and that is why she decided to finally reach out. I remember her saying to me that she doesn't even know why she is reaching out because she has failed so many times. But this was her last shot at giving herself a chance. And here are some beliefs that she had about herself. I can only lose weight if I eat a miserable diet. Weight loss is punishment. I don't like the taste of healthy food. Healthy food is boring. When I'm unhappy, food makes me feel better. I've tried and can't change. It's just not possible for me. I shouldn't eat foods that are high in sugar. Overeating is so much fun. Now, take a step back. Do you notice how stuck these beliefs make her? Imagine if I told you, hey, you need to lose weight, and this is how it's going to look for you. We are going to eat a miserable diet, punish ourselves, make us eat foods we don't like that are super boring. Also, by the way, you have tried this before and you always fail. And change is not possible, but oh well. Also, you know those cookies you love so much? You're a really bad person if you eat those. You can't have fun, smile, or enjoy yourself on this journey, but sign up anyway. Okay, now I know that this sounds a little over the top, but I'm sure you get my point. If that is what weight loss sounds like to you, it's no wonder why you don't want to get started. It's no wonder why you're unable to bring yourself to implement what you already know. It's no wonder why you're not able to sustain your journey. I mean, does that sound like an enjoyable journey to you? So, something I like to teach my clients is how to adopt an empowered mindset. We do this through a series of tools that I teach, and I really coach them to connect to themselves in an authentic way. It's really about truly connecting into the reasons why we are choosing to lose the weight to begin with and challenge our current beliefs about ourselves and our abilities to lose the weight and restriction. So let's go back to this example of this client. By the way, she has lost 40 pounds. But let me tell you, her outside transformation was probably the smallest part of her transformation. Here are some of her new beliefs that she worked on in our coaching, which is now her default. I have food freedom and eat foods that make me feel good. Moving my body feels good to me. I know I'm not perfect, but I don't have to be. Weight loss is about tapping into my true needs and self-care. Food doesn't make me feel better when I'm sad, but self-love does. Every small change I make counts. Overeating all the time doesn't feel good in my body. Do you notice how freeing and solution-orientated these new beliefs are? I want to say to you that these beliefs were not transformed overnight. Instead, we worked closely and I gave her the tools of how to compassionately change her self-sabotaging patterns and beliefs and transform them into ones that serve her. So if these beliefs right now don't fully resonate with you yet, or you're really struggling to step into them, that's totally normal. You are still on your journey of learning how to understand yourself and your body. And the first step here is awareness. And that is exactly what we are creating today. Okay, so if you're feeling stuck, don't just listen to this episode. Instead, grab a pen and paper and really answer the questions that I asked earlier on in this podcast. To recap, because I know I have said a lot, right? Ask yourself, what is one thing that I know I should be doing / shouldn't be doing? Why am I not implementing this? Then I want you to just see what comes up and start to identify and ask yourself, what am I relying on food to solve that isn't hunger? What am I currently believing about myself and my weight loss journey? And I want to tell you guys that the answers to these questions, well, that is your work. That is your blueprint of how you are going to get there. Okay, lovely people, that is all I have for you today. Looking forward to connecting with you all next week.
Hey, if you're a sweet tooth lover and want to finally end the struggle when it comes to your weight and truly feel amazing in your skin while redefining your relationship with yourself and food, I would love for you to apply for my one-on-one Sweet Tooth Boss coaching program at wholesome-lead.com.